They're up to page 428 in Pedik Lamed Beis, chapter 32 of Tanya, the Shia for the 28th of Adar Aleph. Earlier in this Pedik, the Alter Rebbe made a distinction between one who is close to you, who is your peer and equal in Torah, and is sinning, and concerning whom the Gemara says that it is a mitzvah to hate him, versus the person who is not close to you, who is not your equal and your peer, concerning whom we are told that we have to love him with heavy cords of love and bring him closer to Torah, bring him closer to Yiddishkeit. Now in Pedik, on page 428, the Alter Rebbe says that even those to whom we are obligated, those whom we're obligated to hate, because they are equal in Torah, they know Torah, and still they sin, and therefore there's a mitzvah to hate them, even so, the mitzvah of loving your fellow Jew applies to him as well. On page 428. Gam ha-mekurovim me'lov, and even those who are close to him, ve'hechicham ve'leishavu me'aveneseyem, and he also fulfilled the mitzvah of rebuking him, and still he doesn't stop sinning. Shemitzvah l'saneisom, concerning whom the Gemara says that it is a mitzvah to hate them. In other words, even this restricted application of the mitzvah to hate a Jew, so even where it does apply, mitzvah le'ehavam gamkin, it is still a mitzvah to love them. Shtei and hein emes, and both are true. The love is true and the hate is true. Sinna mitzad harasha bohem, the hatred is for the evil within them. And as the Rebbe points out, we're talking about a person who is knowledgeable in Torah and mitzvahs, where even his unintentional sins are considered intentional, because he should know better, and yet he doesn't stop. So concerning such a person, the Alter Rebbe says that you hate this person mitzad harasha bohem. You hate the evil within them. What about the person who is not knowledgeable in Torah and is not your equal in Torah and mitzvahs? When the mitzvah to hate doesn't apply, that means that you don't hate even the evil within them. You don't hate them even for their evil. It's only by the person who is knowledgeable in Torah, who is your equal and your peer in the study of Torah and in Yiddishkeit, where the Gemara says that you have to hate them. You hate them because of their evil, or you hate the evil within them. But in the ignorant, in the unlearned, in the simple Jew, you don't hate even their evil. V'ha'ahavo, and you love this person. Mitzad b'chinas ha'teiv shegonus bohem, because of the good that is hidden within them. Shehu nitzu teliku shebeteichom ha'mechaye nafshom holikis. What is the good, the godly spark that animates, enlivens their godly soul? So now we have two mitzvahs. Not that one replaces the other, that when the Gemara says that there are certain Jews whom you have to hate, it doesn't mean that they are an exception to the mitzvah of Avas Yisrael. Avas Yisrael applies to every Jew. The fact that there are certain Jews you have to hate, that's in addition to loving. In addition to the mitzvah of loving them, there's also a mitzvah to hate them. And one can do both. You can love and hate a person. You can love the good and hate the bad. So it turns out that the person who sins, who should know better, who is your equal, whom you rebuked, and he still doesn't stop sinning, you have an additional mitzvah concerning that Jew. How is this resolved? So now you have a love and a hate, but it can't remain that way. So the truth is, why is it that this person deserves two mitzvahs while other people deserve only one? For everybody else, you have only one mitzvah, the mitzvah to love them. Here you have a mitzvah to love them and to hate them. So the answer possibly is that because this person is so unfortunate that even the knowledge of Torah doesn't help him, he studies and he learns and he understands, and still he can't stop sinning, and then his friend rebukes him 100 times, and still he can't stop sinning. Now his friend hates him, and I just said, the Gemara says, and he tells his teacher to hate him also, and he still doesn't stop sinning. A person who is so deeply fallen into klipa, the rachmanis on him is very great. And because of that rachmanis, we have to be involved with him more than with the person who has not such a severe problem, who, if he would learn, would behave, would keep the mitzvahs. And therefore the resolution of this love-hate is compassion. The gam, not, you don't stop with loving and hating, but then there's also a third thing. He also has to arouse a feeling of compassion for the godly soul, which is in the person who is sinning. Because the neshama of this sinful Jew is in golus within his evil. It is in golus, in the klipa that is dominating the sinful person. And once you experience and feel a compassion for the person, rachmanus is mevatelus hasina umeredes ahava. Rachmanus, compassion, banishes hatred and arouses love. As is known from what is written, Le-Yankiv Ashapodes Avraham, that Yankiv redeemed Avraham. When did Yankiv redeem Avraham? The patriarchs basically are the embodiment of the three major emotions. Chesed, Gvura, Teferes. Avraham is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gvura, and Yankiv is Teferes. And Teferes is compassion. Kindness is love, severity is hate. And Teferes is compassion. So the compassion, Yaakov, redeems Avraham, which means that when the hatred is blocking the love, it isn't interfering with the love, he can't love him completely because there's a part that he has to hate, then the compassion comes in and redeems the love. He redeems, he frees the love that the person should be able to love completely without any compromise. So when you feel compassion for a person, the compassion will eventually remove the hatred and allow the love to blossom, that he should love him completely. So now we have a process. It's not merely a static condition where, because the person is sinning and you can't get him to stop sinning and he should know better and so on and so forth, therefore it is a mitzvah to hate him and that's how it ends. It doesn't end with that. The mitzvah is to love him. Then there's a mitzvah also to hate him. And then you feel the compassion for the neshama within him, and that compassion removes the hatred and replaces the love. And David HaMelech, what he said, I hate them with an utter hate, which means no love. That statement of David HaMelech applies only Elo al Haminim v'Hapikorsim, only to those heretics and atheists, She'ein lehem chelik b'elikei Yisrael, who have no part in the God of Israel. As the Gemara says in Perek Tezayin of Shabbos. And the Rebbe points out that here the Alter Rebbe doesn't say simply, and that which it says until him, Tachlis Sinas Anesim, but emphasizes that this was said by David HaMelech. And that is that even that this hatred, as restricted as it is, only to those particular minim apikorsim that have no portion in the God of Israel, even that cannot be said by an average Jew, it can only be said by a king. Because he is the melech, and because he is responsible for every neshama, for every Jew of his generation, a melech is permitted to say that, but the average Jew is not permitted to make any exception in his avas Yisrael. In the Hayyim Yom for the 28th of Adar Aleph, Chaf Ches Adar Aleph, the Rebbe write that the Kriya Shema Sh'al Hamita, in the Shema before going to bed, the paragraphs, Rebbeinu Shel Olam Hareini Meichel, and also, Lam Natzeach Bevoi, Ein Eimim B'Shabbos V'Yontiv. We don't say them on Shabbos and Yomtiv. Aval tzorach loimrom b'sharim yomim she'ein emrim b'hem tachnon. But on other days where we don't say tachnon, but it's not Shabbos or Yomtiv, like Yesh Chedesh, for example, we do say them. B'siyam ha'gimel parshis, at the end of the three paragraphs of the Shema, emrim tevas emes. We end with the word emes. Yalzu chasidim pam achas. Yalzu chasidim we say only once. Hine mitose gimul pa'amim, we say three times. Yivarechecha, also gimul pa'amim, also three times. The tikkun chatzeis, ein emim lam natzeach bevei, and in tikkun chatzeis, we don't say lam natzeach, biyomim she'ein emim behem tachnon, in the days when we don't say tachnon, even if it isn't Shabbos and Yom Tov.